An organization that isn't using digital technology to its fullest, from cloud accounting to e-commerce, is missing a trick, and that includes charities. Hi, my name's Ashish Bhutani, and in today's podcast, we're going to be looking at digital technology and charities. Ashlyn Wood provides a range of professional assurance and advisory services to our clients within the banking and financial service sector, to charity and not-for-profit organizations, SMEs, as well as private clients. To learn more about us, please do visit our website, www.ashlynwood.com. Stakeholders expect charities to spend as much as possible on frontline services to support their mission, and obviously as little as possible on organizational administration. It is not only charity trustees who apply this pressure to the leaders of the charity, the CEO as the CFO, on this point. Journalists also know how much mileage they can get about stories about how much percent of the donation is actually going to good causes versus how much is spent on fundraising salaries, office rental, and many other administrative costs. One easy way charities can save money and operate more efficiently is by taking a long, hard look at what functions can be digitalized or automated. And this can start from the finance function of the charity. Cloud accounting. Cloud accounting is really a game changer. The debate over paper versus electronic account keeping concluded some 20 years ago. Now it's about looking at whether you have a clunky desktop-based system tied to a particular PC, an expensive license, or you're looking at an agile cloud-based package which can be accessed anywhere, anytime, from any device with an internet connection. This year, this has been extra useful as teams have been geographically dispersed due to the COVID-19 pandemic and unable often to meet and go into the office, and everybody has been working from home. Therefore, through cloud-based systems, they've still been able to collaborate and access the information and data that they require to get their work done. From a leadership point of view, it provides a single point of truth and removes the opportunity for human error, allowing systems to speak to each other directly and with less copy and paste of data. We've all been there copying and pasting data from one Excel spreadsheet to another and into a report, opening up a whole host of areas where human error can creep in. Depending on the size of your charitable organization, you might find it useful to have a built-in bookkeeping and payroll function to increase efficiency, and as well as reduce the outsourcing cost which a charity may incur. Customer relationship management. Whether it's about managing donors, stakeholders, or even service users, a digital customer relationship management system is vital. Again, it's not about paper versus digital, it's about doing it the right way. Too often, charities end up with records which are contained on fragile spreadsheets and Word documents. This is not only a problem in terms of knowledge transfer, but also can be a nightmare from a data protection perspective. A decent CRM system will make GDPR compliance much, much easier, provide single reliable record of relationships between key individuals, and make it easier to automate relationship management processes. Marketing and sales. Most charities need to market themselves, and many have some retail component to their operations. For both reasons, investing in an up-to-date website is not only a nice to have, it is essential, especially given the COVID pandemic, where charities are often struggling to raise funds because they're not able to do their normal physical fundraising events. A good website helps achieve efficiencies by reducing the amount of time spent dealing with queries and can help boost revenue by helping to further promote the organization's causes and message to its potential donors and volunteers and the wider community. It is also a starting point for building an e-commerce arm to the charity's operations. Many charities often have subsidiary trading companies where they can sell products and services online to supplement their income. This year has really made us rethink about retail space, the value of brick and mortar, and the way we shop. As the government statistics suggest, consumers are moving to online in greater numbers, then charities surely need to have a strong online presence as well. A note of caution. Of course, charities must avoid going digital for the sake of going digital. I'm sure in the past, many have been sold solutions that didn't quite solve the problem that they set out to solve, or these systems were never fully implemented to its fullest capabilities. We would always advise charities to investigate off-the-shelf software solutions before commissioning any bespoke packages. These days, most applications are designed to be tweaked and customized as per the requirements of the user. And of course, as always, if you'd like to discuss with us any of the matters raised in today's podcast, please do get in touch. And of course, you can always find more information on our website, www.ashlinwood.com.